Welcome to Day 11 of the Compassion Meditation Challenge. I'm Dr. Andrea Pennington. You are worthy of love and forgiveness. So many of us struggle with the concept of self-compassion. It seems that we carry around a belief that we are unworthy of the tenderness and kindness we would give to a child or a person in pain. Yet we too are in need of compassion and tenderness as we move through life and the world. While it seems so automatic to judge ourselves against the standards of society, our parents, or our religion, the truth remains. We are worthy just as we are. Worthy of what, you ask? We are worthy of love, acceptance, joy, and peace. By shifting our perspective to one of love, we can easily recognize that despite our shortcomings, and no matter our past mistakes, we are worthy of all good things in life. It is often in our ignorance, fear, or pain that we hurt ourselves or others. But just as we could forgive the wrongdoings of a child who does not know better, we can forgive ourselves. If we look at ourselves as extensions of the divine light, we see that we are perfect at our core. Before the judgments of the world are projected onto us, we are whole and complete. And as we bumble or crash through life, we still deserve forgiveness. When seen from the eyes of divine love, I am a perfect soul. When I see others with the eyes of love, I see their perfection. As you recite the phrases of the loving-kindness meditation, you may encounter resistance when directing sincere happiness and ease toward yourself. Consider this a sign that you may need to bring an image to mind of yourself as a small, innocent baby. Before the labels of good or bad were thrust upon you based on your behaviors, can you see that you are worthy of love, kindness, and compassion? Breathe in love gently and exhale out judgment and bask in the energy of universal divine love. Let us begin today's meditation by taking 5 deep, slow breaths. Breathe in through your nose slowly to the count of 6. Hold your breath for 2 counts. Now exhale slowly to the count of 6. Let's do this again for a total of 5 breaths. Now, with your hands resting on your lap, or on your heart if you wish, recite the loving-kindness phrases and really try to generate the feelings of kindness, friendliness, and compassion. Starting with yourself, say, "May I be free from suffering." May I be peaceful and truly happy. May I be well in body, mind, and heart. May I live with ease. As you feel the warmth coming from your heart, a sincere desire that you not suffer, see if you can extend that feeling to someone you care about. Imagine a dear friend or a loved one and repeat the phrases. May you be free from suffering. May you be peaceful and truly happy. May you be well in body, mind, and heart. May you live with ease. Now, as you bask in these wonderful feelings of kindness and compassion, extend this wish to all beings on the planet. Imagine sending a wave of love from your heart, wishing all beings freedom from suffering. Recite the loving kindness phrases. May all beings be peaceful and truly happy. May all beings be well in body, mind, and heart. May all beings live with ease. Spend a few minutes allowing this wave of loving kindness to swirl around you and radiate from you. I will sound a bell when the meditation period is over. Take this feeling of connectedness with you throughout your day, always remembering that you too are worthy of a life free from suffering, full of peace, and true happiness. Would you please share this 21-day challenge with your friends and loved ones? Use the hashtags #CompassionMeditation. If you'd like to download a longer version of this practice, visit attunementmeditation.com/compassion. I'm Dr. Andrea Pennington. May you be free from suffering. May you be peaceful and truly happy. May you be well in body, mind, and heart. May you live with ease.